This is Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. This week, we're going to be doing a series on how Jesus healed. And we're going to look at his motive, his method, and his message. Wow. This is very important because Jesus Christ spent most of his time ministering to the physical needs of the people. Some biblical scholars estimate that as much as 75% of his time was spent in ministering healing to the sick and the suffering. So healing was very important to Jesus. Well, we believe that Jesus, the name of Jesus, is the fulfillment of all the Old Testament names of God. And one of the Old Testament names of God is Jehovah Rapha, or more literally in Hebrew, Yahweh Rophe, meaning the Lord your healer. And God revealed himself to his people Israel when he brought them out of Egypt, and he said, if you will love me and obey me and walk in my commandments, he said, I will not allow any of the diseases to come upon you that I've allowed on the Egyptians, for I am, this is who I am, this is my character, I am the Lord your physician. I am the Lord who heals thee. I am Yahweh Rophe, Rophe meaning healer or physician. So we believe Jesus was God incarnate. When he was on earth, he was expressing the mind, the will, and the heart of God. And so he expressed that name, Yahweh Rophe, in his ministry, spending so much time healing the sick and the suffering. And so we're going to look at today. Now, here's something very important too. Jesus committed the healing ministry to his followers. Every time he sent out people to preach in the Gospels, he told them to heal the sick. In the Great Commission in Mark chapter 16, I think it's verse 18, he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Those who believe and are baptized shall be saved. And he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. And one of the signs was, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And when we read the book of Acts, we find the followers of Jesus carrying on his healing ministry, ministering to the sick and the suffering. It was a vital part of the early church's ministry. And there is absolutely no evidence that that ever was withdrawn from the church. Now, I know there are people who believe that. It's a theory called cessationism. But I would suggest that you read my book, or you know someone who believes that the supernatural healing ministry was withdrawn from the church. Give them a copy of my book, 2,000 Years of Charismatic Christianity. It's available on my website, eddiehyatt.com. It's also available on Amazon. And so, the healing ministry of Jesus, how Jesus healed, his motive, his method, his message. We're going to start out looking at his motive. What was Jesus' motive for spending so much time ministering to the sick and suffering? Well, I think it's obvious that the motive was compassion. Now, in John's gospel, John does refer to the miraculous healings that Jesus performed as signs. In other words, they were to produce faith in those that saw them and experienced them and were there and observed them. But behind that, below that, underneath that, it is clear from the biblical account, from the gospel account, that Jesus was stirred and moved with compassion, and that is what moved him to minister to the sick and suffering, to spend so much of his time ministering to the sick and suffering. And what is exciting, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, talking about his motive, I'm going to look at two scriptures in today's podcast. The first one is Mark chapter 1, verses 40 and 41, which says, now a leper came to him, imploring him, that is, pleading with him, kneeling down to him and saying to him, if you are willing, you can make me clean. If you're willing. So this leprosy, a horrible disease that eats away at the members of a person's body, leaving them looking terrible, maybe nose missing, ears missing, lips missing, and fingers missing, and a terrible, destructive disease. And it is contagious. And so, talk about social distance. The lepers, they were ostracized from their family, their friends, from community. They had to live alone or in leper colonies or communities. And they could not associate and move about in normal society. And so this leper apparently had heard about Jesus and heard about his healings and his power. And he was convinced that Jesus had the power to heal leprosy. Perhaps he had heard about Jesus raising the dead. Perhaps he had heard about Jesus healing the lame, opening blind eyes. But he had become convinced that Jesus could heal leprosy. And he came to him and he said, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." He knew he could, but he wasn't sure if he would. Well, Jesus settled the question for him and for you and for me and for the whole human race. And Jesus reached out his hand and touched him. But first of all, the gospel writer says, then Jesus, verse 41, moved with compassion. Compassion goes deeper than sympathy. A person can feel sympathy for someone who's hurting, but then just go on their way and leave them hurting. But when a person is moved with compassion, it is so deep, it is so concerning that they are moved to take action and do something about it. Maybe even put their own lives at risk to do something about this person's pain or about a situation that they have observed. And Jesus, Matthew says, was moved with compassion. Why did he heal the leper? He was moved with compassion. And out of that compassion, he reached out his hand, touched him, and said, "I am willing. Be cleansed." Spoke words of authority, moved by a deep compassion for the man's suffering. And a leprous man went away healed by the power of God, but a power of God that flowed out of compassion. Much of the church today, the Pentecostal and charismatic churches, they're wanting power. Oh, my friends, we need to look for compassion. Ask God to release and unleash his compassion through us, because if there is a flow of compassion, supernatural miracles will follow. The second incident I want to look at is in Matthew chapter 14, verse 14. And the context of this is that Jesus received word that his first cousin, John the Baptist, not only his first cousin, but the one chosen by God to be his forerunner and to introduce him to the nation of Israel. And Jesus receives word that John the Baptist, who was imprisoned by wicked Herod, has been beheaded by Herod. Well, he wanted to get away. Jesus, in his humanity, he experienced all the emotions that we experience. Yes, he was God incarnate. He was God in human form. But the Bible tells us he was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. And in that situation, Jesus wanted to be alone to think and reflect on what was happening and on John and what had happened to him. And so he withdrew into the wilderness, to be alone. But the multitudes, he was at the height of his popularity, the multitudes followed him. And Matthew 14:14 says, and when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude. And he could have been irritated. He could have been angry. But the Bible says he was moved. He was moved with compassion. And then what happened? And then Matthew says he was moved with compassion and healed their sick. The healing ministry of Jesus flowed out of compassion. If we want to see the healing ministry of Jesus continued in his church today, and it is his will for his healing ministry to be continued in his church today, then we must be not so preoccupied with power, but with compassion. Because if we flow in the compassion of the Lord, those supernatural healings will flow out of his compassion flowing through us. Oh, when we read, and there's so many stories I could tell you, but I'll tell you one story as we bring this to an end, and I'll share some personal testimonies in the next podcast. Don't miss it. John G. Lake, very well-known missionary and minister of the gospel, who had a very powerful ministry in America and in South Africa in the early part of the 20th century. He told about it was in South Africa. There was a man who was a Methodist, who was a good Christian man, and I believe he had a large orchard as his business, and he had 10 sons and daughters, and several of his sons were Methodist preachers, and he was a large man, a strong man, but he contracted tuberculosis and wasted away. Even though prayers were made for him, he wasted away, and he was down. He was just skin and bones and bedfast. And John G. Lake said so many prayers had been offered that he came to a place he determined he was going to go by his bedside and pray until there was a breakthrough one way or another. So he said he went there and he spent 14 hours in prayer. And he said one of his associates came and stood over this man and prayed in the power of the Holy Spirit. But still, nothing had happened. And he said he was standing by the bed. He had been there 14 hours in prayer, not seeing any results. And he said as he was standing there, there was a scripture came to his mind. No doubt it was the Holy Spirit that brought Matthew 18:17 to his mind, where Matthew, quoting from Isaiah chapter 53, said, "He himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses." That was a prophecy of the Messiah, the suffering Messiah, who would suffer in our place, who would be our substitute and take the judgment that was due us, would take it upon himself. And he himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. And John G. Lake said that he was standing there meditating on that scripture. He said it was like something broke inside of him. And suddenly he felt rivers of compassion flowing out to this man on the bed, intense compassion flowing out to this sick man who had had so much prayers prayed over him without anything happening. And in that compassion, John G. Lake said he picked up this man and held him to himself and just stood there and held him with this compassion flowing. And in a few minutes, he said he laid him back on the bed, and the man was completely healed. Oh, my friends, how we need a flow, a restoration of compassion in the Church of Jesus Christ. It will break down walls of resistance. It will break down anger and resistance and bitterness. It will break down walls, and it will cause and allow the Spirit of God and the Word of God to flow into places, into hearts that have never been open to Him before. And we will see a mighty harvest of souls and a great healing revival flow forth once again. May it be in Jesus' name. This is Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com, and I will see you tomorrow on our next Awakening Podcast.